Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free on the radio waves and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. If you are not yet on our contact list, just send a contact request over to lrn.fm. We'll approve it once we notice it's there. And then after that, it'll be easy for you to call the show on Skype. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And once again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We are going to continue a discussion that we got, let's say, halfway through, at least from the prep side of things. Last night, Mark, you had two pieces of show prep. We got through one of them. And the one we got through was by a feminist blog.
Everydayfeminism.com.
I'm not retaining the URL at all. I keep asking you for it. This feminist blog, Everyday Feminism, posted seven incontrovertible, undeniable ways that, let's see, men have privilege, right?
That's funny. Whenever I hear feminism or, you know, feminist or whatever, I mentally, like, replace the word in my mind with either collectivist or racist because I feel like it's, like, the same type of thing.
Now, you spent several years dating a woman who called herself a feminist, and didn't you call yourself a feminist at one point, too?
No. Okay. I've always referred to myself as a humanist.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's possible that I might have, like, agreed and been like, oh, my girlfriend's saying she's a feminist, I'm a feminist. I mean, I don't know, but, like, that would have been so long ago. I mean, so much has changed about that word and the people who use it. And
that's what that's how I feel about it. Right. Like feminism, like when I say I'm, like I am unconvinced by the arguments of feminism, I'm not saying that women shouldn't be able to vote or that they shouldn't be able to own property or that they shouldn't be treated equally under the law. By no means. I would love to live in a world where women were treated equally under the law.
Right.
They have advantages that are tremendous.
And that's what you want to talk about tonight is a different article. So the article yesterday was about the alleged privileges of men, and some of those were ridiculous, like men can pee standing up, men have a short...
Do you want me to rattle them off real quick?
If you want to go quick through,
yeah,
sure.
It's from everydayfeminism.com, the seven looking for proof of male privilege in your daily life. Here are seven undeniable examples. One, I have the privilege of a short morning routine. Two, I have the privilege of a gender that confers authority. Three, I have the privilege of peeing standing up. Four, I have the privilege to show skin. By skin, I assume he means areolas. Five, I have the privilege to move about without fear of harassment, assault, or rape, even though men are much more likely to be assaulted and jailed. I have the privilege to enjoy the internet without my gender being assaulted. Mansplainer. I have the privilege of seeing myself widely and positively represented in the media. Al Bundy. So there you go. Those are the claims.
Yeah, and so now you've got a different article from what website?
This one is from the Libertarian Republic.
I was going to say, I like examples of like female privilege where it's like, I get to vote without being forced to sign up to die.
That would be the first one.
You know, like, let's just compare and contrast the two lists. You know? Like,
I guess you read the same list. So, the seven legal rights and privileges afforded only to women. And I think that this is important because there are certainly differences in the sexes, the way they're treated by people, and that sort of thing. I think that many of the things that women complain about are difficult to quantify, and if they are quantified, are often quantified incorrectly. So if you claim that there's an income disparity between men and women, that is a true statement. Women as a group earn less than men as a group. However, if you start looking at, specific jobs, descriptions, and people who do specific things and the amount of hours they work, you'll find that, in fact, the numbers change dramatically, that it is practically equal.
Even.
Yeah, much more even. So I don't know exactly what it is, but, I mean, it's difficult when so much of your work is done that you don't get paid for, right? Like, my wife does a lot of work and gets paid for none of it because she's a mom. She helps me with stuff on my job. She has a large garden, stuff she does. She works her butt off morning till...
Well, isn't that just because you're, you know, you're part of the patriarchy, and so she's doing all this work for you, you dirty man.
Well, I mean, you know, when there's something she needs done, she gives me a shovel and tells me to dig. Mm. I mean, I wish that I was part of the patriarchy because I'd tell her to get out there and do it herself.
But I seem to remember some sort of deal many, many years ago that was struck that specifically said, like, hey, I don't have to raise, you know, like, if we're going to do this child.
You didn't have to change diapers and stuff like that, right?
No, it wasn't diapers. It was getting up in the middle of the night. I have some trouble sleeping, whatever it might be.
So you would change a diaper during the daytime. Just not the...
Yeah, I've changed lots of diapers.
Okay, gotcha.
I have no... But poop isn't my problem. Generally, I have to deal with poop around the house.
I thought there was some sort of arrangement that you would do it, but that you were not inclined... Like, that you were not obligated. That you had some sort of deal where you were like... If you want a child, you have the primary responsibility to raise it.
That's an accurate statement.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And she did want a child, and I'm like, look, I don't want to be some kind of house dad. I'm not interested in that, and it is not my thing. I don't want to share 50-50 in the responsibilities of taking care of a child. What I expect to do is I will, you know, change some diapers. I will do all the dad things, but don't expect me to be a primary caregiver, and don't get upset when I'm busy and when I'm sleeping because... You know, for one, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night. Not going to do it. And I got up two times the entire, you know, time. My wife held to this. You know, God bless her. She did the deed. She held to it. And I got up two times. One time Jack was very ill, and I think it was both times he was ill. And she felt like she needed some help. And fine. That's, you know, two times out of a childhood is pretty good, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And
I figured it actually might be one time that your wife was actually ill that you might be, like, having help out. But
she never gets sick. The lady just doesn't get sick.
Because she never eats the candy.
She doesn't eat candy either. So anyway, in that circumstance, that was something she wanted to do, and she made that decision, and we made a deal together, and she stuck by it. And, you know, a lot of people think I'm a terrible person for having made the deal, but that was the deal. And
she didn't have to agree to it.
No, she didn't have to agree to it. This was deal was actually made the day that she went and got a tow hitch put on the back of her car so that she could leave. This was how intent she was upon having a child. I said, all right, I'm willing to make a compromise. I went from, no, I'm not ready to have a kid, to, okay, we can have a kid as long as you take care of it. Mm-hmm. And frankly held up, you know, some small percentage, maybe 10 or 20% of the child type work, and earned a living so that she hasn't had to have a 9-to-5 job since then. And,
nice.
You know, I've stuck with it.
She got what she wanted then.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, from the Libertarian Republic, these are legal rights that are afforded only to women. And I think that this is much more quantifiable than the list we read last night. And for that reason, it speaks to me.
This list, you said it's seven?
Yeah, seven reasons.
Yeah, I mean, there are other lists out there. And, you know, when I quoted the thing that I quoted from, I wasn't quoting from this article.
Yep.
I'm quoting from, there's some list that was posted, I think Reddit or something like that. I mean, it's literally reasons that are as good as the one that I said, but like hundreds of items long.
Hundreds of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. And, you know, like, I don't believe that there's anything such as, well, I guess I believe in equality, I just don't believe in fairness. Nothing's always going to be exactly equal every time. 3+1 and 2+2 both equal 4. That doesn't mean that the 3 and 2 are the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that. So I get that, but I don't see too many instances where there are laws that focus only on women. There are laws that focus on the child that a woman may be carrying, and I can see somebody making that into a women's issue, but let's not diminish the fact that there are plenty of laws that give advantages to women.
Do you feel like this article was written as a response to the other seven things?
I'm wondering. They both came out on the same date.
Huh.
So, and this Everyday Feminism is a very popular one. So maybe the author went to this Reddit list that you saw, grabbed seven that he or she thought were good on the list, slapped some pictures up with it and a little verbiage, and then bam.
Read me the first. Is it like a title to the first one?
Yeah.
If so, read that and we'll talk about it here in a moment.
Women have the right to vote without agreeing to die.
It's
referring to the draft, the Selective Service. And, you know, that's a bit of an issue, right?
That's a big one.
I don't hear when Hillary Clinton's running around talking about women's issues. I don't hear her saying it. And you know what we need? We need every girl in America at the age of 18,
yeah,
upon the pain of not getting school funding or a driver's license, to have to sign up a form for the draft.
It's bigger than that. No one ever says that. I remember the threat was like $500,000 in fines and 5 years in prison if you didn't sign up for the draft as a 17-year-old. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. We'll come back with the full seven things that are seven of the multiple, the myriad of privileges that women have over men, and very specific legal privileges, not weak crap like, I can stand up and pee, which is one of the ones from the list of male privileges that we read yesterday. So we'll get into that here in a moment. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio. And I'm elated, Mark, that I was wrong, that it could have been the expiration date could have been yesterday for the special offer, this limited time deal of doubling the Sherry's berries for just $5 rather than $10. And I'm happy to say that it's still going on. So we talked about this for the first time during the Mother's Day season yesterday. This is a special offer only available when you type in code FTL over at berries.com. You get delicious chocolate-dipped strawberries. These strawberries are the best. You can't find a bad strawberry in a box of Sherry's berries.
I haven't yet, and it's we've gone through some boxes.
Impossible. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzle. You can go and get yours from Mom over at berries.com with code FTL, and you start out at just $19.99. It's a 40% savings. It's actually over a 40% savings on Sherry's Berries at berries.com by using code FTL when you click on the microphone in the top right of the website. So that's the normal offer. And usually you can double the berries for $10 more. Now, today and tomorrow, you can double the berries for $5.
So no, that's a good deal.
This is like, it was already a great gift. Now it's a no-brainer and a great gift because it's an awesome product, and now it's even more affordable than ever before. Normally, when you get something last minute like this, because it's Thursday when we're talking about this here tonight, and Mother's Day is Sunday, so normally when you go last minute and order things, it tends to cost more. So you should hurry and get these before before it's too late. Because you still have to book shipping as well, and you don't want to run out of time on that. So go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Use code FTL to get the deals, and don't forget to double the berries for $5. You will kick yourself if you do not double the berries.
Yeah, this. I was told today, I spoke to the ad agency that places these, Ad Results, Inc., and they said we were killing it.
Hey, that's good.
And we're doing great. I really hate sales terminology because it always seems sort of hunter-based, and I like to think that I am here to help my clients, but I do speak the language, and the language often has things like that in it. But that was, I wanted a quote, so yeah, okay. There you go.
If it's hunter-based and you're killing it, you're feeding your clients meat.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go to James.
Over a fire.
He's in Dover, New Hampshire. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, well, it's a good segue, actually, because I want to say Sherry's Berries is a phenomenal product, and I was able to have some last year, and they were just delightful. I want to talk about, how you guys kill it for your advertisers sometimes, and then potentially other times not so much. So I was listening to last night's episode, and I think I was falsely accused of hand-wringing in the Free Talk Live Amplifiers group.
Wait a second. Did Ian mention your name?
Oh, he didn't, but I was the main person disagreeing.
Okay, I think he was talking about you, but I would have gone after him. I would have been killing it if he had mentioned somebody's name, because that would have been inappropriate.
No, I know. Well, I mean,
what are you referencing, James?
My position, first of all, I think it's a little disingenuous to say it's hand-wringing, but Mark basically asked for feedback, and people say, hey, I don't agree with the stance you took. And they're like, hey, quit hand-wringing, man. That doesn't strike me as hand-wringing necessarily. And I'd like to just clarify, I guess, the actual points I was making, because I also felt like those were a little bit misrepresented, possibly.
Okay, and this is in reference to a stock company that was, or a stock for a company that was advertised a few years ago here on Free Talk Live, and now said company is in the middle of some sort of a, was it an FEC? What's the group that's suing them? Some sort of governmental...
I'd have to look.
Regulatory group
FEC?
That is suing this particular company. So they're involved in a lawsuit which has resulted in the stock price tumbling, and there are allegations about this company that don't look so good.
They're actually, the stock's not even available anymore.
Oh, really?
Trading's been suspended, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So during the time that you guys were advertising the stock, right, the stock value was going up, right?
Yes, correct.
So, and this is for the entire time that you were advertising the stock, it went up, right?
I mean, generally.
If someone was investing during the time you were advertising, they would have made some money.
Yep.
Generally, right? Okay, so.
I don't even know what the complaints are specifically.
Right. So, I guess my question would be, if you buy, you were talking about Sherry's Berries being a good, good product. If you buy a box of Sherry's Berries and then you forget about them and you leave them out for 2 months, let's say, right? And you just forget about them. And then they're no longer a good product. Would you say that Ian and Mark are being irresponsible by advertising?
Let him make his point.
This is sort of a definition straw man, right? Because that wasn't my argument at all. Okay. What I said in the forums was not that it was a bad suggestion to buy FNRG. What I said was that it erodes trust with listeners when you recommend something that you really just have no idea if it's a good product or not. And that's my impression of what was going on there. Someone cold calls you and says, hey, will you accept this monetary value for, in exchange for recommending people invest in our company? And then you read some articles online. I just don't think that you can.
Well, I don't think it was a straw man because we just did establish that they did know it was a good product.
Well, okay.
Well, yeah, we didn't know anything. We thought it was.
Clear, for sure.
So, James, the one thing I would rebut in the stuff that you said is that we had no idea, right? Like we, in the sense that I read some articles, and I did read some articles, and I, Googled the name and looked for did the normal thing, scam, hoax, behind the name, and didn't come up with anything.
Right.
And I did get to see the products on display and working, at a convention, and they didn't call me, I called them. So.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay, that was the opposite of what was said last night.
Is that so? Okay.
Yeah. I don't recall anyone saying anything about that.
All right, either way, he's got whatever impression he has is his impression is valid for that reason. So those are some things that are sort of, maybe not exactly correct about your impression.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, so let's scrap no idea and say instead a much, much smaller degree of certainty than you would have with any other advertiser I've heard on the show, with maybe some exceptions here or there, but... and so I think that's basically what I'm saying is that not that it's unethical necessarily, but mostly that it's just kind of bad business because, like, I think about...
So, Free Talk Labs should stop advertising Bitcoin.
Sorry? What's that?
Free Talk Labs should stop advertising Bitcoin then?
Well, I think Bitcoin is a little bit different because I think they have philosophical beliefs in Bitcoin. I think they are also far more aware of the situation with Bitcoin than the average person that exists. So I think they can speak a little bit more... intelligently about Bitcoin and potentially the future of Bitcoin than they can about, again...
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, the idea that we know a damn thing about the future of Bitcoin. I know Mark's found himself some new Bitcoin guru, and he's been reading all those posts, and he thinks this new guru knows what's going to happen to Bitcoin, but I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I don't care how much research you've done. I don't care how many charts you look at, and I don't care whether we're talking about Bitcoin or we're talking about some stock of some company. You don't know jack about what's going to happen tomorrow. You just don't. And that's why I don't buy this claim. And you can hang on and continue the discussion here, James. I don't buy the claim that we should be experts before we can talk about a stock or Bitcoin or something else like that.
I do buy this claim. I asked for feedback and James gave it.
Oh, yeah, I'll give him that one. I didn't remember that you had asked for feedback.
I you jumped on in.
But what I was saying with hand-wringing was the idea that some people don't like it. Well, so what? Some people don't like all kinds of things, that we say and advertise or do. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free on the radio. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you want to hook yourself up with some Bitcoin or maybe one of the altcoins like Litecoin or Dogecoin, you can go to expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrency. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check by starting at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL will actually get you up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So don't forget, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. When you're over at ExpressCoin.com, you can also grab their smartphone app and get started at ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. We're on with James in Dover. James, you know, you essentially feel like, and my understanding of what you've said, and we've had we sort of had this same discussion, but on the Free Talk Live Amplifier forum. So for our listeners that are not on that forum, this is probably sounds like a fresh discussion. But for those who are there, you've already observed many of these points being made. I think it's an interesting discussion, and I'm glad that we're. I think it's good, and I'm glad we're having it. And I think it's yet another example of how Free Talk Live is a very different program. And let me tell you, it can be hard to have an open phones show
when you have advertisers, especially if somebody has had a bad time with an advertiser, you know, maybe a bad customer service call or something didn't work the way they had expected it to or didn't arrive on time or whatever. And then, you know, rather than kind of handling it through the official channels, they pick up the phone and call and complain about it on the air because, you know, we're not, like, for instance, with ProXPN, we are not the technical support department. So there's very little that we can do if somebody calls and says, hey, I wasn't able to get the software working or something like that, which hasn't happened. I'm just giving you a speculative example. And then we're, you know, our response is, well, you know, every time we've talked about ProXPN, they've been very helpful, and every customer that has contacted them has felt satisfied, and so, you know, we do our best to sort of facilitate having the customer get in touch with the business, but there's very little we can do. But nonetheless, we don't screen those calls out, and so when we found out about this issue with this company that we'd offered stock for, or we'd suggested or promoted the stock for previously on Free Talk Live, that, you know, here we are talking about it rather than brushing it under the rug and trying to pretend like it didn't happen or something like that. So I think this is a valuable discussion, talking about why some people look at certain products as questionable or as reputation damaging. And you were explaining to us a moment ago why you feel like Bitcoin, which is also a risky investment, is somehow not as... It doesn't look as bad to you when we talk about Bitcoin or purchasing Bitcoin, even though, point of clarification, many of the times we're talking about Bitcoin, we don't include the same disclaimer that we included, or even a disclaimer at all, that we included with this stock. So when we were talking about, hey, you know, you should look at the stock to purchase, we also always pointed out stocks are risky. You know, you might lose your investment, that kind of thing, on a fairly regular basis, if not every single time that we talked about this stock. Bitcoin, we're not as cautious about pointing those things out. I mean, should we be more cautious about that, James, or do you feel like for some reason that, you know, it's different?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there, but first I just want to recant. I'm not sure, I may have misrepresented you guys saying that they called you or whatever. I just want to throw that out there. I may have misrepresented that. But, next, when it comes to the Bitcoin discussion, I guess I'm going to, you know, kind of qualify it this way. So I have purchased a number of things from FTL advertisers, probably more than a dozen, right?
Well, and you're also, you work for Free Talk Live to some extent, too.
Yeah, full disclosure.
And this is how we apparently parsed out disagreements in our company. Go ahead.
On the air.
Yeah. And so you guys know, like, I'm about as big a fanboy as one can get, right? But when it comes to this particular idea, I guess it's, you know, so I didn't buy FNRG, right? But this, you know, knowing that people would advertise something that they have very limited information about that has extreme financial risk for people, and I think it's also a little bit silly to compare the risk of FNRG stock purchase to, like, using ProXPN, like you said last night, too. But, you know, comparing those two things, it's like, so I picture my best friends in my life, right? These people can come to me, and if they say, hey, you know what mechanic you should go to, such and such a thing, I'm just going to trust them implicitly. Like, I won't even Google it. I won't do any of those things. And for you guys, you know, as friends, you have that trust level with me, right? And I think that's a really valuable thing. And I wouldn't, from a business perspective, think it's advisable to erode the trust of people who really trust you a lot by recommending things that you don't know very much about. That was my major point.
I found your conversation, what you wrote, to be convincing to the point that I'm prepared to change the way that I do some things. So I will talk about things that I believe and put them in the first person. If I did believe that FNRG was going to go up in value, and it did, it was up in value until the last week or two of the stock's existence.
Are you saying you didn't say you believed certain things about it previously? How would that change what you did previously? Because my understanding of what you did previously was saying, hey, this is the research I did. This is why I'm, you know, invested in this company.
I don't know and what I said previously.
Here's how you can go and do the same thing.
I don't know what I said previously, but I'm going to make sure that I use the first person when I talk about things. And also, like, just let people understand that, right? You know, like, you know, everybody makes mistakes this way or that way. I'm not even entirely sure that I consider this to be a mistake because I sold, right? And I made money and I had talked about a limited time period.
Well, hold on. What James is saying is the mistake is promoting it at all because it hurts our reputation in his mind. Now, how many of the listeners out there agree with this?
Some.
ideal. Right. Some are going to agree with that. But some are also going to look at us promoting some sort of health product as questionable.
Oh, God, they hate it when we promote health products.
They're going to look at, you know, and I feel, I share some of the concerns, and I totally understand where you're coming from, James. But to me, what it sounds like, and the reason I use the term hand-wringing before, and I touched on this, is like with my activism that I've done all kinds of different styles of activism. And if I talk to somebody, somebody who's familiar with a lot of it, I can usually find something that they didn't like. Now, if I'm recalling correctly, James, and please correct me if I'm wrong, one of the things you didn't like was the chalking, correct?
Not the chalking, but the terminology of the war on chalking and the, you know, the whole idea of a war on chalking seemed very silly to me, yeah.
Ah, okay. I didn't realize there was that bit of specificity there. But anyway, my point being that, you know, there was something about, in this case, the way I was promoting the chalking that was going on here in the last year here in Keene, there was what I called the war on chalk, where certain people were coming downtown and using brooms and using buckets of water to remove beautiful chalkings that were being done. In
some cases, throwing that water on the activists.
Yeah, there was that too. And so, yeah, the war on chalk was a way to make it silly and dramatize it and have fun with it. But you didn't like that approach. And I can talk to all kinds of people, and, you know, somebody didn't like the 420s. Somebody else didn't like the chalking. Somebody else didn't like the Topless Tuesdays. So, like, everybody has something that they can find that I've done that they don't like. So, of course, once again, here we are in the situation. If some people don't like how we sound when we're talking about
some advertising. And now it's we. I thought we were really just talking about you and taking criticism at this point.
Yeah, and frankly, too, like, I think it's a little bit, you know, just to hand wave away any concern, it's hand wringing is the thing I have a problem with, right? Because in this instance, I'm not wringing my hands about anything. I'm not saying you're destroying anything or like doing any sort of rude.
You did say you're destroying our reputation.
Right now, council, when it was asked,
it sounds
for,
like right now that you're hand wringing, you know, about
a wise thing to do or not. And my position is that no, it's not a wise thing to promote things that.
Well, you did say we're destroying our reputation. Right? You're saying that by doing this, we're destroying our reputation and making it less likely that people are going to trust what it is that we say. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you can convince Mark to not accept stock buys in the future...
That's not going
to
happen, no.
I'm fine with it. Like, to me, I'd rather not have stocks. And to me, this was a hassle to have to convert this stock into cash. And, I mean, I would rather just say no to it, but at the same time, I can understand why Mark would say yes, and he hasn't necessarily taken this off the table. So ultimately, James, you know, you haven't convinced him on this. He's just going to change how he approaches it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say, you know, there was something Chris said last night when you guys were kind of, you know, in my mind, sort of misrepresenting how the stock was being promoted, which is that, you know, simply saying, here's an investment I can make you aware of, and you can look into it on your own time. That feels like a sort of like a dispassionate and honest way to promote it. But, you know, on the flip side, and I get that advertisers aren't going to call you up to pay you to do that.
Stand by, James. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge, mark@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 apiece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are going to continue the discussion about privilege, specifically tonight, female privilege, specific examples of legal privileges that belong to females. Last night we talked about some privileges allegedly belonging to males, which was a laughable list, with a couple of minor good points. And tonight we've just barely scratched the surface of seven of the legal privileges that make it nice to be a lady. So we'll get into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. James dropped off the line there during the break, but I just wanted to see if you guys had further comments on this issue of getting on the air and promoting a stock and that looking bad.
I appreciate where he's coming from, and I will...
So do I. I want to make it clear. I don't want to be a stock-promoting show. Like, if you started coming to me with a bunch of different stocks to that wanted to advertise on Free Talk Live, I'd get pretty tired of that. That would be a turnoff to me.
And I was completely joking at the end when I said that he was hand-wringing about hand-wringing.
Okay.
I was not actually being serious about that.
So, I mean, for me, what it is, it's just going to cause me to be careful how, you know, things like that are presented in the future.
I felt like we were really careful, by the way, with this
stock. It may be true, Ian. No. I haven't gone back and listened to a handful of them.
You know, this is a very legislated area, right? Like stocks, there's a lot of regulation. There's a lot of government involvement in this. And
I don't know any of it.
I
think you guys are short some advertisers. Like, I think you need more advertisers that are about, like... Himalayan salt crystals that increase your health by vibrating at a certain frequency. Or
how about nuclear? What about that?
Yeah, nuclear. That, you know, you can test it. You can go outside and make sure that you're not getting bombarded with electromagnetic rays. Or maybe, you know, you need a chemtrail detector to find out what they're spraying on you that particular day.
No, we don't say yes to everything. And in this case, I didn't want to do this unless we had our, you know, butts legally covered. And, you know, we're very clearly making it clear this is an investment. Investments have risk, and you know, you could lose on this. And I feel like as long as we're putting it out there that there's risk, I feel like that's a fair advertisement, because you know, it's buyer beware, caveat emptor. And I can understand where James is coming from, and like, you know, there's certain products that have an appearance of impropriety, but I guess I just don't agree that an opportunity to back a company has an appearance of impropriety. I just don't see it as seriously as James sees it. That doesn't mean he's invalid to have his beliefs. It's totally valid to have his beliefs. I just don't see it as the same level of intensity, I guess.
What James did for me was a favor. I think in a certain way, and the way I think has to do with sort of conflicting opinions being presented in a given time. And I was, you know, I wanted to hear conflicting opinions, and I got to hear them, and I, you know, I think that there's value to it. So that's where I'm at.
All right, shall we get back to the list of men, list of reasons why women have privilege?
Seven legal rights and privileges afforded only to women.
Number one was what?
Number one, women have the right to vote without agreeing to die.
Right, and even though the draft doesn't actually exist today, it has been turned off.
Selective Service certainly does.
Early 70s. Selective Service, the operation that creates the draft or that facilitates the draft, is still in operation. They are still funding the draft boards. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, they had put a call out to find new draft board members.
It's got
to
be completely creepy. It's got to be completely unpopulated. I mean, have you ever met anybody who's on the draft board?
Well, how would you? I mean, unless you were in a small town, you probably wouldn't meet the people on a draft board. I don't know how many draft boards there are per city or whatever. Or
now,
per region.
Now I'm thinking our new activism goal for Keene is we need to figure out who's on the Keene draft board.
You should get right on that, John.
That's a good idea. You should do that.
But there was news that they were repopulating these draft boards, and at the same time they were running advertisements on the radio promoting the signing up of Selective Service. And it just seemed like, you know, the winds were blowing in the direction of a draft. Now, they didn't institute the draft, but there's nothing stopping them. All of the mechanisms are there. All it would take would be for somebody in Congress to say, all right, let's flip the switch, and then they turn it back on, and the draft machine will chug to life again, in which case they will only target men.
Going on, number two, women have genital integrity rights. Circumcision of men is a practice that is legal, despite the fact that it is illegal to cut any part of a female infant's genitalia. Mm-hmm. Many parents fail to see the double standard in this custom. This is done without consent and only to male infants and children.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
I don't think that there's...
That's genital mutilation.
I don't think it's the same thing, right? Like male circumcision, same as female circumcision.
It's
I don't think it's even
the
close.
It's not the same in that it's as intensive or as serious of an operation, but it is the same in that you are destroying nerve endings, and that's, you know, a similar thing.
Absolutely, there's problems to it, but just it's a much bigger deal, a female circumcision. But what I would point out is that they're both cultural, but both male and female circumcision are cultural, and one of them's acceptable and the other one's not. And if you're going to be for equal rights, you need to consider that this is it. This is a legal right afforded by the law to women only.
It's a protection.
Protection. I mean, if you want to use that kind of term.
Let's go on here with a list in a moment. But Dax is with us in Dallas, Texas. Dax, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Dax. Go ahead. Good.
I just wanted to talk about the advertisement. You know, I don't think that, you know, stock advertisements is bad, but the tax advertisements are terrible. They're like,
what does that mean? What is a tax advertisement? Like an H&R Block or what?
The tax relief, tax help. The state's going to steal everything from you. Call us.
Ah, yeah.
You've got one of those. I thought,
Well, it's difficult. This I would correct you on, Dax. You never know who is ours and who isn't, because there's if you're listening on a radio station, then nine minutes per hour belong to the station. 3 minutes per hour belong to our syndicate and have nothing to do with it, and 3 minutes an hour belong to us. Of those 3 minutes, there are ads that I never place and never see because they come through a brokerage service that gives us pennies on the dollar. And, you know, so we don't really know what's ours and what isn't, and you don't either.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that because I hate those commercials.
Yeah, but I would say that this,
I think you might be talking about what's called in the business a per inquiry ad.
Not just that. No? There may be per inquiry ads that are based on that, but this is the get tax help today. Are you behind $10,000 or more in your taxes? Call us, and we'll just go ahead and negotiate that down with Uncle Sam, and you can walk away free.
Something doesn't sound so bad. I've never actually looked into that to see why, you know, or how it works. Are you familiar with those services?
Well, I owed about $10,000 and skipped taxes for a while, and those commercials are like a trigger, just anxiety trigger. But
I see. Not because the companies are you know, bad or you're skeptical of the product. It's just that you don't like hearing about taxes.
Well, you know, those commercials used to scare me. Like, oh, I got to do this. I was so afraid to pay for so long. Now it's over with. I don't really get scared, but I still cringe and hate them.
Was that $10,000 in 1 year, or was that for multiple years?
It was a couple years. When I was 21, I tried to start my own drafting company, and it worked well as long as I didn't have to pay taxes, so I didn't get myself in trouble.
Yep, your company was destroyed by taxes.
So, anyway, thanks for the feedback on that, Dax. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
Yeah, the feminist movement is completely bunk. I agree with Cantwell, pretty much. It's just ridiculous.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We're going to continue with that story here. Mark, number three, is that we're about to get to on the list of seven legal privileges that are granted to women.
Only to women.
That do not exist for men. So are we going on with three?
Number three, women have the right to choose parenthood. While feminists fight to declare that women do not have equal rights, there's another example of how the result is women with special rights. Women have three legal options to absolve themselves morally and financially with the responsibility for children they do not want or intend to keep. A woman may abort a child before it is born, put the child up for adoption without having to notify or identify the father.
Really?
A woman, in many cases, this is the case. There has been a couple of instances where the father finds out and comes and gets the kid back. It's terrible. It hits the news. It's just a mess. And three, a woman may leave the infant in accordance with safe haven law in the state and walk away.
Now, with the adoption thing, real quick, is that if, like, dad has left the picture and is sort of gone from the lady's life?
One would assume that the father would at that point not know that the kid... Right, I think that mostly that's it. But there have been enough instances that that's the case, is that essentially if a woman goes to the hospital, has a kid, doesn't put a dad's name on the birth certificate, it gets very difficult it can be difficult for a man if they put the wrong man's name on the birth certificate too, by the way.
That's true. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. It's also been difficult for some men who are sperm donors. They've been found to be liable for child support in some cases.
Yep.
We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.